Can you tell me what you kind of remember about how the town looked back in the mid-40s?
Yes. One thing that makes me so sad is we used to have the most beautiful trees all the way up and down the streets, and they're chopping them down one by one. There's hardly any trees left.
Yeah, I remember that when the trees came down around the Catholic Church there, everybody was up in an uproar. There's a big pine trees they had around there.
Oh, yeah. And all down the main street were beautiful trees. I sent a lot of pictures over to the museum. You know, I have a box of negatives from a woman that was a reporter for the Eagle River paper. I have all the negatives of her pictures, and they're, oh man, there's so many beautiful pictures in there, but they're all negatives. They're beautiful pictures. I think her name was Eve Corkery, and she was the reporter, and she had files of the fire department, the police department, pictures that she took of all these events. Minute, I don't know if I could put my hand on the box of negatives, but certainly somebody would be interested in all those pictures. She had one filed with Three Lakes Fire Department, and she had the Three Lakes St. Teresa's Church, and each file is marked, but they're all negative. So I do think it'd be worth $1 million if somebody developed the pictures.
Well, they certainly would be worth something to the museum. I think they would love to see those.
I'll have to dig deep and see where I put that box of
Would you do that, please? Because I'm going to make a note of that, that I'm going to tell somebody over there that you have this very valuable stash.
Yes, I think it's wonderful. My husband was fire chief for a while, so that file with the pictures of the fire department, like of the chalet hotel when it burned. And
we had those beautiful trees downtown. What else do you remember about the businesses and things?
We bought Charlie Newell's house on Main Street, 1947, and my dad remodeled the building into a real estate and insurance office with the house attached behind.
You know how to spell Charlie Newell?
N-E-W-E-L-L. My dad bought that old two-story, and it was just a house at that time. And my dad remodeled it into the log office that it is now.
And then what was next door to that building?
Ariel Custy's insurance office.
Going towards the church?
No, towards the bank.
There was an insurance office. And then there was the bank?
Yeah.
And what was across the street?
Herb Soames and his wife had a house right across the street. And then right next to that house was a restaurant. Joe Louis' restaurant.
Joe Louis, okay.
That restaurant was there, and his sign out in front said, Eat. That was the name of the restaurant, Eat. But he had wonderful food.
Okay, that's across the street, off the main street. There was a house in where the parking lot is now.
Yeah, and there was a great big barn on the corner right behind the bank. There was a big old two-story barn. And my mom and dad gave Jay and I the lot behind the office for a wedding gift. And so we built our home here. And we had that corner lot with the big barn on. And my husband bulldozed down the barn a few years later. And in it, he found sleigh bells. They were beautiful old sleigh bells, and they were attached to a leather belt, and he took it all apart and shined the bells, and he attached them to another belt, and I have that hanging on my fireplace. Those bells are really light from a sleigh with reindeer.
That would be a pretty picture to add to your story here, too. Somebody can snap a picture of that.
And there was a big old two-story house where Northland Marine is. And my best friend Joyce and her husband lived in an apartment in that building, Joyce Ingram, and she married Dwayne Tillman. That hardware store down in the corner, I had pictures of them, but I think I already sent them to the museum. And I had pictures of the tornado that blew pulled down all the buildings. I sent them over to the museum.
We've got the hardware store. Coming back from the hardware store, there was, what?
Stephen Kelly's office was there, in an office then. There was a little restaurant right next door. My husband's mother and father bought the building that's now that merchandise store, and it had been a bowling alley, and they had a little tavern in there for a while, and then they turned it into the Gamble store. So Jay and Vera Soder owned the Gamble store, and their dwelling was attached to the back of that merchandise building. That building is still there. So that Gamble store was owned by Jay and Vera Soder. And right next door to the Gamble store was a little log building, still lives there, and that was owned by Marge and Doc Carlson, and they called it the Log Tavern. They had good food there. The whole family congregated there all the time with the Gamble store and that little bar. And I own both the buildings, the Halverson Soder one and the Diversions one. I owned that too.
What was in that building years ago?
It was two apartments, one upstairs and one down.
How about if we go up that Anderson Street there? Was there some business there?
No, not much. That street's pretty much been left the same.
I was wondering about Dobbs Store.
Yeah, Elaine knew work there, and Fred Dobbs, of course, was up in his little nest up in the corner. Do you remember that?
I do, and they had that little can that would go back and forth with the money in it.
Yes. And my mother-in-law worked there for a while, and Elaine New was a clerk there. They were both real nice.
Do you remember Eddie Olkuski working there?
Oh, sure. Yeah, he was a butcher.
I think he was a butcher all his life over there.
Yeah, I think so.
Do you remember when Bell's built that first store out there on the highway?
Yes. Oh, it had to be in the 50s.
How about the Black Forest? What do you remember about that?
There must have been 50 different owners. That place sold on and off about every other year it sold. Good Lord, there's been more owners of the Black Forest. And I remember when Cy Williams and his son-in-law built the Oneida Village. At that time, it was called the Alpine House. That was the one thing they lacked. They never could find a spot for a pool.
How about the movie theater?
Oh, I remember going to that with my little kids, so that had to be 50 years ago, probably. We used to go to the movies there, and it was a real nice place. They had apartments upstairs. They had, like, about 5 apartments, I think, upstairs in that building. They tore them all out. Jim and Nancy Goldman owned the bakery. The ice cream shop, no.
Okay, that was just a few years back, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Do you remember Clark Keel, that gas station on the corner there?
Oh, do I ever. He was our Santa Claus. Every year he came with presents for my kids. Oh, man, he was a wonderful man.
Yeah. See, now I'm going to go across the street again. Do you remember the A&W used to be?
I think where the laundromat is, isn't it?
That's, there was a little place called Lena's Grill right next to it for a while there. I remember the Catholic Church. The old Congregational Church is still the same.
Yeah.
Oh, McKenna's office was across the street.
Yeah, Betty McKenna. What a lady she was.
Before the park was there, before it became the Cy Williams Park.
There was a 2-apartment building right across from the Congregational Church.
That was apartments.